All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, the drama continues to rain down for the Los Angeles Lakers. Earlier this week, we saw Magic Johnson step down as a president of basketball operations for the Lakers. And yesterday, Luke Walton was fired as the team's head coach. Now, most people expected Walton to be relieved of his duties prior to Johnson's departure. Now, when Johnson left, it was up in the air as whether or not that Luke Walton would be back, but it was an unceremonious goodbye between him and current Lakers general manager Rob Pelinka, as according to reports, when Pelinka gave Walton the news, Walton cursed him out. Now, Magic Johnson appeared to be the guy, and then when he left, Luke Walton appeared to be the guy. In regards to team owner Jeannie Buss, because Luke Walton was somebody that Jeannie Buss did like. But when you look at things right now, the Lakers are simply imploding at a very rapid rate. Six seasons now without a trip to the playoffs, and also six consecutive losing seasons. The LeBron James project for year one was a failure. You have to ask yourself, Rob Pelinka is a good friend of Kobe Bryant, and is the table being set now for Kobe to join the Lakers front office? The Lakers still need to find a head coach for next season. They have cap spaces. They have room to give out two max contracts this summer, but would anybody want to play for them right now? Now, one of the biggest questions heading into the offseason now for the Lakers is who's going to be their head coach. You're going to hear the name of Mark Jackson. You're going to hear the name of Larry Drew. You're going to hear the name of Ty Lue, and you're also going to hear the name of Monty Williams. But instead of this being Magic's hire, it is now going to be Pelinka's hire. Jeannie Buss, in seeing Magic go and then allowing Rob Pelinka to get rid of Luke Walton, has now put her trust in someone in Pelinka who is a sports agent, never played or coached in the NBA, and she took his word over two Lakers in Magic and Walton. The Lakers, plain and simple, are a train wreck. And at this point, Buss needs to part with Pelinka, trade LeBron, start over, and take control of her franchise. This is going to be the most important summer of Jeannie Buss's tenure as the owner of the Lakers. You're looking at one of the most storied franchises in all of professional sports. And right now, they are teetering on the brink. This is uncharted water for this franchise. The Lakers have never been this bad for so long. The Lakers have never been so unorganized for so long. The Lakers have never been this dysfunctional like they are right now. And I tell you this, if the Lakers don't get it together and they keep LeBron James on their roster for the next 3 years, this is going to be a huge black eye on his stellar NBA career. He left Cleveland looking for a better front office, and he expected to get it with Magic. Now Magic is gone, and I guarantee you, if the Lakers don't get their act together, LeBron is going to want to get out of town sooner rather than later. So this is a very, and I mean very important summer for Jeannie Buss in her franchise. So just sit back. There have been some huge fireworks coming out of Lakerland this week, and I guarantee you we are going to see more in the coming weeks. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with the tax deadline several days away, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There is also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.